record. Some semantics about teaching a guitar lesson did this. She would stay on the blue mat. When you come in, assuming you're going to take your shoes off, you leave your shoes underneath the chair so that people can still sit there and the shoes can tend to pile up, but just try and leave them out of the way. Use the fan as you would desire. There's an air purifier in here. So if on a day like today, which it actually is, it's 117 on the air, so it's considered unhealthy. So if you wanted to, but it's not an air conditioner, it's just an air purifier. So if you wanted to close the windows and put the fan on, you could put it on, you know, it does never get super hot in here because it's shady. And then as far as like Zoom, you know, the on button for my computer is right there in the top right corner of the front panel of the thing. You just hit the button, turn it on. Okay. There's no password. You may have to hit enter to get in, but there's no password. Zoom, you just go to the desktop and then you select Zoom and you select, you have to select the top where it says personal. Sometimes it may default to this, I don't know, lately it's been defaulting to this financial freedom accountability thing, which is not what we're doing. You have to use the scroll to scroll all the way to the top and it says personal meeting room 842-430-2152. Do not go into a Zoom meeting that's other than that. Like, do not create a new meeting. Like, if you go to home and you say new meeting, it may or may not go under that particular profile, that particular ID, and no one's going to find you. You're going to sit there on your own. How to find the ID is in the top left corner of Zoom. There's a green arrow, little green arrow check thing. You click on that, and this is the wrong ID. See, it says 859. Mm-hmm. So that would be a fatal mistake. You'll be sitting there, and you'll be like, oh, no one showed up today. Yeah, because you were on the wrong Zoom link. So close this out, and to don't do new meeting. Instead, go to meetings, scroll all the way up, and it should be already there, 842, mm-hmm. and then you click start. Okay? Mm-hmm. What else do you need to know? Help yourself to the kitchen. The faucet, to the left of the faucet is purified water. Okay. There's a little mini spigot, right? My mother-in-law's name's Carol. So you should probably, especially when you're on your own, come in and just say hi. She may not remember your name. She doesn't remember much, but she'll remember your face. She'll know your friend after the first time she meets you, whatever. Okay. What else do you need to know? When you sit on Zoom, I'm just going to repeat what I said before we started recording. You have to sit with your back to the front door so that the students on Zoom could see your hands. You know, you should have it on gallery view so that you can see yourself, what they're seeing you. Mm-hmm. Remind students on Zoom that they need to put original sound on, and you need to put original sound on. Are you familiar with it?
No.
When you go in Zoom, you have to, in the top left corner, it says original sound for musicians. Turn it on. It does not default to being on. Otherwise, it gets cut out. And then just drag this microphone out, the snowball. Okay. Drag this microphone out, and then you're good. You can move the keyboard and mouse back. This is what I like to do. I like to move it back right here so I don't have to, I'm not like bending over all the time to use it. You can put these lights on. There's a mini lamp up here. There's a sunlight lamp, which you shouldn't really use more than an hour a day. And in the summertime, I tend not to use it. But you could use it if you wanted. It's good front lighting, you know. What else? The bathroom. Do you know where it is?
Yeah, it's like all the way down, kind
of. You go out this room through the hallway, do a left, and then it's first on the right after all the murals on the wall.
Okay.
What we used to call the altars. Make sure to greet everyone with a big smile and say their name. I say the obvious, but you know. You don't just say hi. Say, hi, Zach. Great to see you. Just like I did it. You're at the door, which was totally genuine, right? Yeah. You're not putting on a thing. You're just letting them know what's in your... And even if you're not feeling it, there will be days you're not feeling, you know, ready to teach for whatever reason. Maybe you had a hard day, or maybe whatever, your car just died or whatever, and like you're like, holy crap, what am I gonna do about my car? And that just happened just now. You barely got here. You rolled into my driveway, right? So what is the best way to get out of that? You act it, and then you become, you know, So they say, there's a saying, like, free your mind and your ass will follow. But the reverse also is true. You free your ass and your mind will follow. I don't know if you ever heard that, but I didn't make that stuff up. I heard that before. Anyway, about electric or acoustic. If you have acoustic, that's easy. If my acoustic is here, you may use it. But while I'm on vacation, I'm probably not going to leave it out. However, if you do use it, I would like you to spray it down at the end. You just spray the rag with Pledge and wipe the strings. I just go up one string, up and back, next string, up and back, and then I wipe the body. It doesn't have to be like super polished, but like it should feel like, you know, this is just what I do. Like I go to a gig, I take out my guitar, and it feels all brand new because I shined it up before I put it away. It's a wonderful feeling. It should be like that with teaching too. And just because, you know, in the summer we all sweat and it gets on the instruments, and then there's layers of sweat that I have to play through. I don't want to play through you guys' sweat. Just like you shouldn't want to play through mine. All right. Then there's this little Yamaha amp, which I may or may not take with me on vacation. You bring it down. Just bring it down. Be careful of the wire as you bring it down. And I just put it right here on the desk facing the mic. And you can have it on low, and then everyone in the room could hear you. It's an amp modeling thing. You just can just leave it on clean. Although, a lot of times I don't like the super clean sound, which is the lowest sound.
Yeah.
It's too bright. So I leave it on crunch, and if you don't turn the gain up super loud, it still sounds clean, but at least it sounds a little, there's some body to it.
Cool.
And these are heavier sounds, by all means, if you're doing a power chord lesson or a metal guitar lesson, if you want to do distortion, knock yourself out.
Cool.
Only when the situation is appropriate. I mean, you're not going to alienate acoustic players or whatever. What else? Band in a box is a very useful tool. Band in a box is extremely useful for students they want to play along. All you do is go to the desktop, you click on band in a box. You can actually type in, have you ever used this before?
No.
You can actually type in your chord progression. So I'm going to just, even though whoever may be listening to this is listening on audio and not video, you type in C, F, G, A minor, right? And then in this corner where it says 1 times 32 times 1, that means right now it's only set for 32 bars, so click on 4 bars. I just typed in 4 bars. And then it's going to repeat once. Instead, tell it to repeat like 35 times. And then you click in here the style menu. I can show you a video on how to use this, but this is it. You can go to the style menu and choose like jazz, country, bluegrass, world, rock, whatever. Let's just do medium rock right now. And then you can choose the tempo, but I'll just pick something here like, I don't know, this just says Sky Thoughtful Folk Pop. That's what it happens to say. You can press play. It seems to have defaulted to 105 BPM. But you can easily increase or decrease that. And not only that, but you can take away some of these tracks. Like, I find that rotary sound a bit annoying right now, so... Or suppose you just want bass and drums, because everyone's going to be strumming to it. Whatever. And then... You can easily, like, that's a great accompaniment tool. And on Zoom, you can share sound. If you share screen and you click the three dots at the top of that menu and you share and you scroll down, let me try that again. You click share sound. And now everyone on Zoom can hear this, like, just as well as you can. It's a great tool right there.
How do you put in minor?
I just typed AM. There's shortcut keys like CJ means C major 7. C7, just type in C7. C minor 7, just type in C minor 7. C half diminished, you type CH. Hmm. And C diminished, you type in CD. And it just defaults to, so it's like super easy.
Okay.
You can also do the same thing with a backing track on YouTube. You just go to YouTube, find the backing tracks, share screen and share sound, mm-hmm. and then everyone can play to it. That's like all the semantics, I think. As far as at the end of the day, turning off the computer, you just obviously turn out. This is obvious. I don't even know why I'm saying it, but obviously we want to protect the computer and just do the right thing with the equipment. So you close all the apps, and then you hit the Windows button at the bottom. You click the power button, and then you hit shutdown, and then. Well, here's one other thing. After you shut down, see, I'm glad I said it out loud because I wouldn't have thought of this. You rotate the little dial thing that's on the desktop, the little blue light, which is the volume for the speakers, and you rotate it all the way down to zero, and then you can hit the switch and turn it off after you're done. So everything's, and then you shut the lamp off, and the monitor will automatically shut off. Push the Zoom thing back in. Please leave the room as you found it, meaning exactly as you found it. Like no pieces of paper on the music stand, no empty drinks in the corner. Like that's just one of my pet peeves. I don't want to come home from vacation or on any day to see like me having to clean up on a lesson that I wasn't here on. Like just leave it exactly as you found it, please. I'm not talking anal, but I'm talking like obvious stuff. Just papers and cups and pencils. You know, if there was a pencil, if there should be like a pencil on the back of each music stand. The pencil jar or whatever, pen and pencil jars right here next to the computer on the right hand side, eye level. And you can just take pencils out. There's a big eraser here, polymer eraser if anyone needs that. We needed that last night. There's, let's see what else. There's capos. One of them is currently stuck to one of the, this is a house capo. But let's actually move this to the closet. Like, quick tour of the closet. You go in, and eye level on the left. Well, eye level for me, maybe not for you. Haha. There's accoutrement, right? I just felt like saying that word today. Here's a capo. There's another capo. These red and brown things are mutes, meaning they can get shoved between the body of the guitar and the strings, like towards the bridge. To mute an acoustic guitar, because not every lesson you're going to want amplified. If they're all doing different stuff, and even if they're doing the same key, if they're all doing different things, and they don't need to play together, you know, they don't need to be amplified. Mm. And you know, after a few times of telling them, no, you don't need to be amplified today, they'll get used to it. You know, but this muting thing can be very. There's headphones. As you can see, they're kind of loose. It's not that tidy, but there's at least three or four pairs of headphones, and that goes with electric guitar if they want to plug in. This guitar plug, it's called literally the guitar plug. You turn the dial on. If for some reason it doesn't light up, then pull out the back and get two batteries out of the compartment. The compartment is at the end of the hallway on the left. Turn on the light. There's another light by the cat box, and you look like chest level on the left, and there's a bunch of batteries. There's a whole thing of batteries. Put two new batteries in here, so a student can't be like, oh, I can't hear anything. But they're going to be like that anyway because they don't know how to work the controls, and you got to show them how to work the controls. The headphones go in this phone's jack, not in this aux jack. That's one of the reasons they can't hear anything. They plugged into the wrong jack. Mm. The level has to be up. The tone has to be midway. The gain has to be midway. And so they can use that if they want to hear themselves and rock out. But it's perfectly fine to not give them any of this. You know, they can hear themselves. I was in a room for 200 people training with unamplified acoustics. Hmm. I mean, electrics for a whole week. And I had one of these and I barely used it at all. Hmm. If you need an extra amp, there's a battery amp in here, right here. Hmm. But the amps would be, there's three of them, not including this one because I'm selling it. The amps, there's three amps in here, and the fourth one is here, and the fifth one is the Yamaha. So that should be plenty. There's more elsewhere in the house, but that's not necessary. Coming back to this thing, what else would you use this closet for? There's a string winder. There's, on this side, on the right side of the closet is... First, there's all, like, we're talking eye level, above the fake books. There's a row of fake books. Underneath that is all instructional stuff, of which there's a list. If you want to look at my books, it's fine. Go right ahead. There's a list of the fake books as well. But you really won't need that much too much. What you really want to know is where the repertoire is. So, on the shelf on the right, eye level, there's all these folders, which are instructional folders in alphabetical order. You might not know what's here until you go through it all, so that's another story. But then just after that starts the five repertoire books. Book one, and then book two, Book three, book four, book five, that takes you. Book two is all with the yellow separators, because book two is big, and it's very common that students stay in book two for a while. So it's sorted by letter, like it's so big that each letter has its own. And so what I do is, I'll just, if someone says, you know, what is this song? This song is called Rolling My Sweet Baby Dolls. I actually never teach this song, but if someone wanted that, I would find it in the stack, pull out two copies, one for you, one for me, and I would leave it, I mean, one for the student and one for you, that is, and then leave it out, leave the third copy out so that, you know, pull it out so that when you're done, you can just shove the one that was for you back, right back in, and then push it all back in. It sounds obvious, but little tricks over time. There's nothing more frustrating than you got a class going on and you're just sitting looking for a chart. The master lists are all in the very top left here. This is the master list. You can actually give these to the students, two copies. You can actually give these to the students and say, which pick any song out of book two or out of book one, whatever. There's two different copies. And then the actual master copies, you shouldn't really touch, but these are the master copies from which I make copies of everything. So if for some reason you can't find a song and they really, really want to play it, you can go to the master copy, but do not give it to them and do not, like, make a copy of anything in the master up here on the top left. How to make a copy, let's just go over the copier for a minute. Copier's in the other room. It's actually here in what we call the office. It's my wife's office, and she never uses it, so it's very messy. But the copier itself, just try it, like, just stick a random page in. Actually, it doesn't really matter which way you feed it, but I feed it where the head goes to the left. Okay. And then if you hit copy, it should pull it right through. Hit start black. Yep. You can, if it's a pencil thing, you can increase the darkness. I have to increase the contrast, yeah. And I, you know, it's already defaults on 5, so I put it on 7 or 8, 9 being the darkest. I'm not sure why it doesn't go up to 10. This other machine to the left is for PDFs. Okay. Like, this one scans too, but it's a pain. So if you ever have to make a PDF, you have to take the PDF flash, the thumb drive that's on the top of the tower, the computer tower, put it into this slot, and then use the feeder and hit remind later, because it's trying to get you to put ink in here. We never do. We never use this to print. We just use this to scan. Mm-hmm. Hit remind later, and then just hit. It'll say, instead of device not recognized, it'll say device recognized or whatever it says. And then you just hit black, and it'll feed through. And you can make a PDF if you ever need to do that.
Okay.
And as you can see, it worked. And that's about it for copying. Cool.